Video ads come to Messenger, and Instagram's long-form video platform is here. It's Monday, June 25th, 2018. All of that is coming up, along with the week's news quick hits, on episode 327 of Brave Ad World.
New consumers. New media. New strategies. This is Brave Ad World.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 327 of Brave Ad World, the official podcast of braveadworld.com, which combines actionable insights with some of the latest headlines in social media and digital marketing news. Every week, or as close to it as I can, I take the top stories, provide a recap, and then share insights as to what those stories might mean to us as marketers. My name is Taylor Wickert, and not a lot of time to talk this week, but so much to talk about. So with that, let's just dive into the headlines and talk first about Messenger. So it was going to happen, and it finally has. And what is it? It's ads on Facebook Messenger. Messenger is getting autoplay video ads in the inbox section of the app. The ads, they autoplay as users scroll past them, similar to the Facebook and Instagram autoplay video ads in those feeds. Users will be given the option to hide the ads by tapping an icon, but they cannot opt out of receiving the ads within the messaging app. You may not see the ads right away. Facebook plans to sell a slow rollout, but this was bound to happen. Messenger has 1.3 billion monthly active users, and Facebook was certainly going to monetize them the best way it knows how, and the best way it knows how is advertising. The ads, they do not appear in actual conversations with friends, which is good because that would probably feel a little too obtrusive. Still, something to watch will be how users react to advertising in what is considered a pretty intimate channel, that those one-to-one interactions with friends. How will users respond to advertising reaching them in that environment? All right, let's jump to our second main headline this week, and it's Instagram's long-form video platform. So Instagram has launched IGTV. This is a new video-centric property that will allow long-form video content, and by long-form, they mean long-form. They're going to allow content of up to 60 minutes in length. The launch of IGTV, it's coming with a big push with influencers. Influencers that have had a presence on Instagram, they're going to be able to take their Instagram followers with them to IGTV, so they won't be starting from scratch. Videos on IGTV, they run vertically, and IGTV will actually run as a separate property from Instagram. That being said, IGTV, it is going to be available through a new tab within the Messenger app. The 60-minute time limit, it's currently restricted to particular accounts. So a lot of those influencer accounts that I talked about earlier, they're going to have access to that 60-minute time limit. Everyone else gets 10 minutes, but the plan for IGTV is to eventually allow for videos of unlimited length. So what's the brand opportunity? Ads are not currently allowed on IGTV, but like any influencer or user, brands can create their own channels within IGTV to host long-form content, and I'm sure there will be influencer partnerships as well in the mix for brands to get a presence on this new platform. There have been hints that Instagram was going to launch such a platform for a couple weeks. Talked about them on this very podcast. Now we finally get to see what it is. Instagram's focus on influencers, it shows that it really wants to compete with YouTube. Get the content creators, audiences, and eventually build the advertising around those two things. Ads will certainly come to IGTV, and they'll most likely be versions of what parent company Facebook offers on its primary platform, pre- and mid-roll advertising already. But that being said, IGTV is the Wild West right now, so brands that have a library of long-form vertical content may consider building a channel on IGTV. While the platform is sparser than it will be when users eventually stake their claim. That being said, the question remains whether or not users have the appetite for long-form content on Instagram. Snapchat users, they're certainly seeing tens of millions of views on videos that are 3 to 5 minutes long. So there's clearly some desire for content longer than Instagram's previous limit of 60 seconds. We'll just see if the Instagram audience is wanting that from Instagram. All right, this episode was short and sweet. That's it for the week's main story. So now I'm going to dive into the news quick hits, where I'm going to hit other stories that happened this week at a high level that didn't get discussed earlier. YouTube has launched a new creative suite, which aims to help brands quickly launch and test creative. The tool offers a video experiments option to let brands put test work into the world and then quickly measure awareness, ad recall, and purchase intent. It's also bringing its director mix and video ad sequencing tools to the suite to allow brands to more easily optimize creative for personalization. Facebook is loosening things up when it comes to Watch. Now it won't just include content designed specifically for Watch. It's going to actually start to be populated with videos from Pages. It's also launching a new Creators Launchpad, which will be a program of sorts that will work to identify content creators and recruit them to create content for Watch. The platform was once pretty much a walled garden, but now it appears to be opening up to get more creators and in turn, more viewers. Speaking of Facebook, they're testing paid subscriptions to groups. Some group admins are now able to charge $4.99 to $29.99 per month for group members to gain access. And lastly, Snapchat is adding effects to Snap Map called Weather and World Effects. When users zoom in on each other's locations on the map, animations will display over a Bitmoji avatar to add context to what's happening. So if a user is in part of a world that's raining, raindrops will animate on the screen. Snapchat's working to make maps feel more like this living, breathing world, and in turn, make users more comfortable when it comes to sharing their locations with friends. All right, that's it for episode 327 of Brave Ad World. Before I let you go, I do love hearing from you. Send questions, comments, let me know what you like, let me know what you don't like to braveadworld@gmail.com. Do me a favor, if you get a chance, please rate and review this podcast on iTunes or your platform of choice. It helps me know what you think, and it helps others find the podcast. I can be found on Twitter at TWiegert, that's TWIEGERT. You can also find my personal thoughts and insight on social media and digital marketing at braveadworld.com. Thank you so much for listening. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening. For more, check out braveadworld.com.